Be my protector, O God, a mighty stronghold to save me, for you are my rock, my stronghold. Lead me, guide me for the sake of your name.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you.
Amen.
This morning's Mass is being offered for the happy repose of Antonio Montanez. My dear brothers and sisters, we continue to thank God for his goodness, for his love, and his mercy. As we gather today, we are here with our various intentions. And I invite you to bring in your private intentions for this Mass. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
You came to call sinners. Christe
eleison.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us.
Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who teach us that you abide in the hearts that are just and true, grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The man had relations with his wife Eve, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, I have produced a man with the help of the Lord. Next, she bore his brother Abel. Abel became a keeper of flocks, and Cain a tiller of the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought an offering to the Lord from the fruit of the soil, while Abel, for his part, brought one of his best firstlings of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering, he did not. Cain greatly resented this and was crestfallen. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you so resentful and crestfallen? If you do well, you can hold up your head. But if not, sin is a demon lurking at the door. His urge is toward you, yet you can be his master. Cain said to his brother Abel, let us go out in the field. When they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord asked Cain, where is your brother Abel? He answered, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? The Lord then said, what have you done? "Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the soil. Therefore, you shall be banned from the soil that opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. If you till the soil, it shall no longer give you its produce. You shall become a restless wanderer on the earth." Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is too great to bear. Since you have now banished me from the soil, and I must avoid your presence and become a restless wanderer on the earth, anyone may kill me at sight." "Not so," the Lord said to him. "If anyone kills Cain, Cain shall be avenged sevenfold." So the Lord put a mark on Cain, lest anyone should kill him at sight. Adam again had relations with his wife, and she gave birth to a son whom she called Seth. "God has granted me more offspring in place of Abel," she said, "because Cain slew him." The word of the Lord. Offer to God a sacrifice of praise. Offer to God a sacrifice of praise. God the Lord has spoken and summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. "Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you, for your burnt offerings are before me always." Offer to God a sacrifice of praise. "Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth, though you hate discipline and cast my words behind you?" Offer to God a sacrifice of praise. "You sit speaking against your brother. Against your mother's son, you spread rumors. Why do you do these things? Shall I be deaf to it? Or do you think that I am like yourself? I will correct you by drawing them up before your eyes." Offer to God a sacrifice of praise.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. "I am the way, the truth, and the life," says the Lord. "No one comes to the Father except through me." Hallelujah. 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 The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed from the depth of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them, got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, as we read in the Gospel, even during the time of Jesus, when he was on earth, people we are seeking for signs from heaven, which means they never believed in him. Now that Jesus historically is not here physically, I wonder. But we see his sign every day. He gives us this sign every day. But the problem is, we have refused to open our eyes to see the signs. Every day we celebrate the Mass, Jesus comes in a special way in the Holy Eucharist. And that is a sign he gives us every day. But how many believe in that? Do we all believe that in a moment, after consecration, the bread and wine ceases to become bread and wine and will be the body and blood of Christ? That is a sign. That is a sign. But do we believe in it? So the problem is not that he doesn't give us a sign. He gives us a sign every day, but the problem is in us. We do not believe. Because if we believe, the way we will reverence the Holy Eucharist will be a manifestation of our faith. I know Catholics, most of us, do not believe. And that is the problem. But it doesn't matter how many believes, but if I and you will believe, that's okay. So we have to ask ourselves, do I believe in this sign that he gives to me, he shows me every day? Do I believe in it? Do I accept it? Do I believe that the Holy Eucharist is the body and blood of Christ, body, soul, and divinity? My dear friends in Christ, Jesus is looking into our hearts, just like when people were asking him, show a sign, they never believed in him. And he sighed deeply, and he abandoned them. Let us pray that Jesus will never abandon us. Let us believe in his words. Let us believe in all he has given to us. If we do believe, our faith will be strong, and nothing will ever separate us from the love of God, from that relationship we have with him. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us pray in this Mass for the grace to be able to see the sign he gives to us every day. May we rise. My dear sisters and brothers, God knows our needs before we ask. Trusting in his love, let us offer our prayers this day.
For the church, may the Holy Spirit fill us and make us a beacon of God's love for the world, we pray to the Lord. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, for speedy recovery and healing, for courage and strength, we pray to the Lord. For all who are entrusted with power, May God move their hearts to protect those most vulnerable, especially the elderly and unborn. We pray to the Lord. For families torn by division, may Jesus' love bring forgiveness and reconciliation. We pray to the Lord. For this faith community, as we walk with God, may He deepen our compassion and mercy for one another. We pray to the Lord. For the souls of the faithful departed, may God bring them to His eternal banquet, rejoicing with the saints forever. We pray to the Lord. For the eternal and happy repose of Antonio Montañez, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord. And for all the special intentions we hold in the silence of our hearts. We pray to the Lord.
We pray for those that need our assistance in prayers, especially Stella Aguele, Calista Oba, Uche Uchebu, and the happy repose of Victor Tan. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Lord, your wisdom is beyond our understanding. Please hear and answer these prayers in your time, in your way. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God, for our creation, for through your goodness we will receive the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God, for our creation, for through your goodness we'll receive the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the mighty Father. May this oblation, we pray, O Lord, cleanse and renew us, and may it become for those who do your will the source of eternal reward through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. Lift up your hearts.
Lift up the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Father most holy, through your beloved Son Jesus Christ, your word through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnated by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin, fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. He swelled out his hands as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so, with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory, as with one voice we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy that for these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which you poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us.
Save the world. For by your cross and resurrection, you rest us.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, and Jose, our Bishop, and all the clergy, remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us, we pray, that with the blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, our spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, the mighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to the apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but in the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with her will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. On His day, we shall expect our harmony. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold Him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say a word, my soul shall be healed.
God so loved the world that it gave His only begotten Son, that all who believe in Him may not perish, but may have eternal life.
Prayer to St. Michael, the Archangel. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Let us pray. Having fed upon these heavenly delights, we pray, O Lord, that we may always long for that food by which we truly live, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Today is a holiday, so I wish you happy holiday. Spend some time, sleep, and all right. The Lord be with you. And your mighty God bless and keep you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.